From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The head of the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency has announced the date for a site inspection in Iran. Mohammed El-Baradei says on October 25th, nuclear inspectors will arrive at an Iranian uranium processing facility, a site Iran has just disclosed to the UN. El-Baradei says it's necessary to make sure the site is for peaceful purposes. Meanwhile, the New York Times reports the UN watchdog agency is preparing a report that suspects Iran has the information it needs to design and produce a nuclear weapon. The Times spoke with officials who have described the report, which is not yet ready, apparently, for publication. Indonesian officials fear the death toll from last week's earthquakes could double. Landslides have buried villages and trapped people. Indonesia has placed the death toll at 715, but that could soar because thousands of people remain missing. Disaster assessment teams are interviewing villagers, collecting data on urgent needs and damages. From West Sumatra, Dwali Saikautau reports.
Along the road to devastated villages, children, teenagers, and adults hold out makeshift boxes or plastic bags asking for donations. Many of their homes could be seen in ruins from the local highway. When they receive donations, some smile and say, "Terima kasih," thanks in Bahasa Indonesia. Others nod in appreciation. Aid has reached some families, many who have lost everything. Inside some of the emergency kits are tents, hygiene supplies, soaps and towels, as well as pots and pans. More help is on its way via land, sea, and air. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Padang, Kariaman District.
Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke are in Turkey for meetings of the International Monetary Fund. They'll talk about the current world economic situation with financial leaders from 185 member nations of the IMF. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports from Istanbul.
Geithner and Bernanke, who met Saturday with their counterparts from the Group of Seven industrial nations, will confront the same issues with the IMF's larger policy-making body, the International Monetary and Financial Committee. The IMF has said the world is emerging from recession and financial crisis, but has warned the global economy remains vulnerable. Similarly, at their late September summit in Pittsburgh, G20 leaders said the process of recovery and repair remains incomplete and pledged to sustain stimulative measures until a durable recovery is secured. What's more, the G20 agreed to launch a framework for achieving strong, sustainable, and balanced growth in the future with an enlarged role for the IMF. Today's agenda is to further advance those ambitions. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Istanbul.
Typhoon Parma is slowly pulling away from the Philippines. Parma is drifting north and could brush Taiwan as it meanders toward the Chinese mainland. Authorities in the Philippines say at least 16 people have been killed by the storm, which followed another typhoon, Ketsana. You're listening to NPR News. Myanmar's opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has held a meeting with one of the country's junta leaders. Suu Kyi's supporters say she recently wrote to them proposing talks about resolving international sanctions imposed against her country, also known as Burma. Suu Kyi, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, has previously supported sanctions. Her supporters say in her letter to the Myanmar military leaders, she offered to meet with Western diplomats to discuss the sanctions matter. The former CEO of biotechnology company Intermune has been convicted of lying when he marketed a new drug treating lung disease. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
A federal jury in San Francisco convicted Dr. W. Scott Harkonnen of wire fraud. He was charged with making false and misleading statements about the effectiveness of a drug called Actimmune. The drug was supposedly successful in fighting the fatal lung disease idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF. In an August 2002 news release, the company Intermune falsely claimed that clinical trials showed that Actimmune helped patients with IPF live longer. In fact, say prosecutors, Harkonnen marketed the drug even though it had not been approved for that use by the Food and Drug Administration. The FDA has approved Actimmune to treat immune system disorder and bone disease. The wire fraud conviction carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are moving closer toward baseball's World Series. The Dodgers beat the Colorado Rockies at home last night and became the National League West champions. The Dodgers will now take on the National League Central champs, the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.